Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Our pal, Justin Duckham, in the virtual green room. Justin, I'll tell you what, Washington is really buzzing because there's so much happening. Let's start with this CIA interrogation report that some in the Senate Intelligence Committee want released. And you have Michael Hayden, the former CIA director and NSA director, saying it's all doom and gloom and everything that happened was legal, and this releasing this torture report would be outrageous and it would put some lives in danger if that were to happen. So what are they saying in D.C. about this?
Well, it is worth noting that this details a period of time in which, Hayden and other administration officials from the Bush era were in charge. So it's not necessarily surprising that they are speaking out against the release of it. But what has been sort of agreed is that this does present a risk. There is certainly a concern that this could cause some unrest overseas, particularly among American embassies where the U.S. Has sent additional personnel to make sure that things are going okay, when this does come out tomorrow. But nevertheless, the administration is saying despite the risks, the U.S. has the American people rather have a right to see this information. And they're also noting that, there really is no good time to release this considering it's going to cause a pretty big, level of outrage regardless of what happens.
That's true, huh? There is no good time for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially. It, besides that, so we swing from this from the CIA report and what happened, the enhanced interrogation techniques or terror, whatever you want to call it, from the fear of what that will set off to what happens if we don't fund the government. And apparently we've got votes ready to go on the spending bill. Is that right?
Yeah, that was supposed to be unveiled at the end of the day today, but the last we heard, they were still trying to, figure out the final details on that. This is a $1.1 trillion spending bill known as the Cromnibus, to use sort of the new D.C. buzzword. It's a combination of a CR, which is a, short-term spending measure, along with an omnibus spending measure, which is set at, funding the government through the remainder of the fiscal year. And essentially what would happen under this is, we would see DHS receive funding until, early 2015. That would expire, and then the Congress would go back to try to figure out what exactly they're going to be doing in terms of the executive action and immigration reform while the rest of the government continues to function normal continuing levels. So we're looking forward to that being released, either late tonight or early tomorrow, and that's probably going to drive quite a bit of conversation over here on the Hill.
Oh, I bet. And also, it had to be certainly early in the day, this had to be part of the conversation, that Mary Landrieu loses her runoff election. So now that's 9 Republican pickups in the Senate. They already have the majority, but this is just like the icing on the cake, I guess, for the Republicans. Is that pretty much a little bit of the conversation about, wow, Landrieu's out and Cassidy is in?
At this point, it wasn't very surprising. The polling showed that she was trailing by a pretty significant, number, despite the fact that there was sort of a last-ditch effort from a lot of her Senate colleagues to try to, reach out and raise some funds for her. But the Democratic Party at large has essentially written her off, and so nobody is really surprised that this was the end result, despite the fact that there certainly is, disappointment from a lot of Democrats that they're going to be losing yet another seat in the upper chamber.
Yeah. And one last thing. The president, there was word from the White House today. The president said he didn't regret ordering the mission that was unsuccessful to rescue an American hostage that was held by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. There was also a South African that was killed in that raid. It was terrible to hear family members, of course, mourning the loss. But through the White House spokesperson or press secretary, really, Josh Earnest, he said there were a few reasons that the president stood by the decision. What were the reasons?
Well, essentially, this is the idea from the U.S. government that if you have an opportunity to act, you're going to be, required to do so. This was somebody where they could not really guarantee his safety. And, of course, there was the issue that, he ultimately could be used for propaganda in the future. We've seen a lot of success with ISIS right now using Americans to try to sway public opinion and releasing those pretty horrific videos. This was, of course, a different branch of extremists, but you know, I'm sure there's certainly a risk that played into that as well, and that was probably part of the calculation.
Yeah. Justin Duckham, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so a big part of the conversation is one of the things that I mentioned, the CIA techniques past 9/11 or post 9/11. We know this already. Waterboarding, other enhanced positions, that kind of stuff. So what you have is the Republicans lining up and the Democrats on the other side of this. Republicans like Dick Cheney saying in an interview with the New York Times that he hadn't read the Senate Intelligence Committee report that was due on Tuesday, but that he's heard nothing to persuade him that the CIA techniques used after the 9/11 attacks were not absolutely, totally justified. Let me give you a quote from what he said in the Times article. I think it's just a bunch of hooey. He says the program was authorized. The agency didn't want to proceed without authorization. It also reviewed legally all of it by the Justice Department before they undertook the program. And he said he never thought the CIA was withholding information from him or the White House about the nature of what they were doing or any of the techniques or any of that kind of stuff. He says, act, they deserve a lot of praise. He's talking about the CIA veterans who had to implement the program. As far as Cheney's concerned, he says they ought to be decorated, not criticized. What do you say, America? Is it fair or foul, the 6,000-page report from a Democratic-led intelligence committee? So once again, as is everything in this nation, you play on one team or the other, is expected to say that, yep, the CIA overstated the results of the interrogation. They could conclude that they didn't lead to intelligence preventing attacks that could have been obtained in any other way. Now, George W. Bush, the former president, did an interview on CNN on Sunday and also smashed the report's slant, saying that, look, the CIA leaders were patriots, and any report that diminishes them is way off base. Is that report way off base? Or is releasing the report important for people to know? Did the right things happen? Is there a big bad cover-up that we really didn't know about? And here we go again with the discussions about what the CIA does to get information, or did at the time right after 9/11 is what we're talking about, right? And some would say, well, you can't excuse terroristic behavior because we don't want to be like the terrorists. Or do you say this is what had to happen because we had almost 3,000 people that were blown from the sky, fell from buildings, rather than burned to death, and we had our nation ripped apart? Who's right? And is it the right call to release the information? So you have the president and his vice president at the time saying these are good people, they're patriots, that this report is way off base. Are you even curious? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We'll talk about that some more, plus violence in Berkeley, L.A. on fire next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As we count down the days to this holiday, somebody told me today, and I guess it's sort of like that, I don't want to know that it's happening, 17 days until Christmas. Is that right? 17 days? And I think that's wrong. But I guess it is 17. 17 days. I cannot believe it. Mio Mayo, 2014, we're ticking down. We're going to have some of the best interviews that you heard here on America Tonight, or maybe you missed them, coming up throughout the next couple of weeks, and then we look forward to 2015. You heard me mention about the, obviously, what was going to come out of the CIA report, 6,000 pages, and it has to do with what happened after 9/11. I mean, you can look at it this way. The exposure that Ed Snowden gave by running off and then dumping classified information from the NSA files really astonished so many of us, right? But changed policy because Washington was embarrassed by the things that were revealed. Who was spying on who, even if we knew it was really happening, because who doesn't think they're not being spied on in this day and age? But the level and how deep it went, how deep, deep, deep down it went. To me, the problem with the CIA report, with the release, the so-called terror report, is who does it expose? In other words, does it expose people helping the United States? And the answer to that is yes, it does. It exposes allies to risk, because if you're talking about some of those so-called black houses And I would imagine that this is part of what you would read in a full-on report from a Senate Intelligence Committee, or at least big chunks of it, and therefore that part of it is extremely dangerous. You have to limit the exposure to the people you want help from, especially when Rome is burning. When we didn't know what was happening right or left of us, let's face it, on 9/11, and we were looking all over the place for help, and looking for retribution and stopping it so that we didn't have anything else happen. Because remember, there were so many more reports of the bigger plan, not just the planes that went down, but more targets, more planes, more possibilities. So now, with the torture report being released, who is that going to expose? I mean, not just the CIA, people in the CIA who were going full force in whatever way that was after information, but what about the people who helped? So you have Bush and Cheney defending what happened during those times. Then you have others saying that this is so ridiculously wrong, and we need to know what was happening. In fact, I was reading and looking at all sides. I was reading a story today, and the headline caught my attention because the headline was, you know, torture defenders. So you know where we're going with this. Who's defending torture in the United States? And this was off of something called The Dish, which I love what they say, though, biased and balanced. And so The Dish says the torture defenders fan out, meaning Bush and Cheney. And then deep into it goes on to say everything the president said is untrue. And it appears that the Senate Intelligence Committee report on the torture program is going to prove that they were full of crap, that they once again led us down a primrose path, and it's not true. It's not true what we were told. The U.S. did torture many people with techniques devised by Nazis and communists, sometimes in former KGB facilities. So who are you buying here? The administration, people commenting on what they know of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and what is it we need to know, and what kind of damage would be done by releasing this or not? Supposedly, because I don't know, I didn't read the report, in trying to get information from people, you only get little flashes of what might be true or what might not be true, but supposedly, in the report, it suggests that Bush and Cheney were misled. So that, of course, Bush is coming out and Cheney's coming out and they're vehement about how ridiculous this is and it's wrong and this was after 9/11 and they knew exactly what was happening and the Justice Department knew, so there were lawyers surrounding this to make sure nobody did anything that was going to break the law. But now, what could possibly be in that report that we're going to see or could see that is going to horrify us, that is going to be completely news to the then president and the then vice president, that they didn't know? Well, I mean, so what would be, and that's what I want to know, what was the nature of this torture? What's in it? If they're saying techniques that the Nazis used and other heinous things that happened, well, you know exactly where my mind's going, and I'm saying, wow, to say that, for someone to come out and say, this is what they've heard, this is their slice of information, this is what they heard, it makes me want to see it. It makes me want to see it. You know, the reality of what is torture, how it happened, and taking responsibility for it. If you remember, in his book, the president, the book that came out not too long ago, he's took full responsibility for it. He took full responsibility for a lot of things. But how would he feel, and if this is true, if he was massively lied to, so if he was conned into what was really happening, or for protection reasons, so that he could have plausible deniability. Meaning, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna make sure it's covered off legally, and then you're not gonna know the whole thing. You're not gonna have to know everything, you're not gonna be dipped in this. And then you think of the CIA people at the time, you think of Michael Hayden, and he's furious over this. You think of George Tenet, John McLaughlin, a deputy CIA director who was also serving as acting director, and what were their efforts like? Now, Hayden, like I said, General Hayden is on the warpath, pardon the pun, saying, look, I'm not defending torture, I'm defending history. He was part of the Sunday Swirl, and he was talking to anybody who would listen, saying that the CIA lied, that any assertion that the CIA lied to everyone about a program that wasn't doing any good is ridiculous. That it's not right. Then you have Jose Rodriguez Jr., who ran the interrogation program. And that's what people want to know. Okay, what do you know? And he said, what we did what we were asked to do. We did what we were assured. This is the key thing. What we were assured was legal, and we know our actions were effective. And that's what he wrote in the Washington Post. He said he was so sure he did nothing wrong that he destroyed the tape recordings of the torture sessions. He said there was nothing to see. There was nothing to learn from that. But they went by the legalities of where they could go with it. So here's the thing. If we release the report, if the report is released, which it's bound to be released now, we know that, does it really incite violence? Does it fan the flames of violence against America? Will this be used as propaganda against us? And could it possibly harm people who have helped the United States in these situations? Like, for example, where were these houses? Where was this being conducted? And who was allowing those things to happen? Would they be exposed in a 6,000-page report? Would they be exposed? That's what I want to know. So lots of denial. And then some question marks for sure. All right, fires in Los Angeles could be criminal. Looked like a bomb went off. Talk about retribution. I thought something else was going on. I'll explain in just a few.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And that's why we have firefighters here on scene and investigators from the Los Angeles Fire Department. But we also have arson investigators at another fire just in MacArthur Park, which is only 8 blocks away, which is a building that's undergoing renovation that is on fire.
Captain Jamie Moore, L.A. Fire Department craziness. If you were in a plane while this was going on, you'd be stunned, because you know how L.A. is sprawling. You would be able to see it. About 250 firefighters had to jump on top of this deal. It was so bad, it did look like a bomb went off. And it was at an apartment, a luxury apartment, that was being built on Fremont Avenue, which is, boom, downtown, right through the heart of Los Angeles. The building had 1.3 million square feet of floor space, something like that. Two-thirds of it was just eaten alive by the flames. They were able to put the fire out in 90 minutes, but there were so many hot spots way into the morning. So it happened on Sunday. Deep into the morning, they were still dealing with hot spots. And you could see it from so far away. So the arson investigators are all over this. They're trying to determine whether or not it was intentionally set. You know, the old joke about, ooh, we can't afford that building anymore. I'm not saying they're suggesting that, but they're saying it certainly looks like it was set intentionally. So 160 windows boom, blown out, cracked, whatever, 10 feet high by 4 feet wide. I mean, they just had to open up the water on this behemoth. And if you've ever been to California, you know everything operates around the 110, right? So the 110 freeway northbound partially reopened about 10 in the morning. Do you know what morning traffic is like on a Monday in Los Angeles? You could have, like, parked your car and had a frisbee game. It was that bad. And it's very rare for a building to go up all at once, to be engulfed all at once. That's why they assumed immediately we're treating this as a criminal fire. Because how does it all go up like that? So maybe someone did their job too well. Someone that decided, yeah, we're going to have some accelerants out there. And that's why they look over everything. They examine the building. They look at financial records. They have dogs out there that try to sniff out accelerants. So they were there. But it would have been wild to be on one of like those overnight flights and to see this fire. Because, I mean, it was crazy, some of the photos that I saw. And you're talking 250 firemen to put this baby out. I mean, they knew we've got to just douse it, get it done, which, of course, is always the goal. But because of those hot spots, you know, they were worried about the hot spots because of the raw materials that were there on the grounds. Because that stuff will go up in an instant, and it was right in the heart of downtown L.A., so the chances of it jumping to another building, that was the scary part there. The good news is, especially if this is a criminal deal, regardless, no injuries, none. And I have a feeling they're going to have a story to tell us, the rest of the story, maybe by the end of the week, but certainly into next week, because there's definitely some kind of foul play happening here. There's no way, as the fire captain says, there's no way you would see a whole building go up like that, unless it's the movies. In the movies, you might see that. You might see a building go up. Remember that old movie from the 70s, The Towering Inferno? Just like everything caught on fire. It's like, whoa. But the reality of it is, it would have to be set a certain way. And that's what it seemed like. That's why it looked like, I mean, that's frankly why it looked like a bomb. Because of how huge it was. And all those windows going out and just immediately, igniting the way they did. And boy, I've been to so many fires when I was a television anchor woman, I'll tell you what. And you would wait those suckers out and you got to talk to so many of the firemen. You started to realize different things about fires, that the different personalities they take on, and they almost know, especially if people have been on the job for a while, they immediately start to form an opinion because they can see. Sometimes it's tougher to tell and there's arson investigations going on for a while, but I think that clearly they've got something here. It is just a question of piecing together the clues and figuring out who done it. But it really messed up L.A. traffic. Luckily, it didn't do anything worse than that, but it would have been terrible to have to have been on that 110 on Monday morning. That's when you live, like you're listening to me, if you're listening to me in a smaller town, that's when you say, oh, we have traffic, nothing like that. Because, I mean, it is the kind that just makes you tear your hair out. And you go on a GPS in Los Angeles, and there's not a lot of side roads. You know what I'm talking about? We don't have these old windy neighborhoods where you can just get off the freeway and figure out another way to jump five towns over. Nah, it doesn't really work that way. Berkeley, sadly, there was more violence in Berkeley. That's two nights in a row where they've dealt with that. And when I say violence, you know, throwing stuff at the cops, and they're protesting Eric Garner and his death, the chokehold death, which, by the way, in all of the polls that I've seen, almost everybody is backing why weren't there any charges. I mean, almost every poll. Now, polls you can manipulate a little bit in different directions, right? But in this chokehold death, it has really taken hold here in the United States, where it is part of the water cooler conversation. Americans, 3-1, say the officer who killed Eric Garner, who choked him, had him in the chokehold, should have faced charges from that. Should have faced charges. The grand jury messed up in Staten Island. There was a USA Today Pew research poll that showed that statistic. 9 in 10 also say it'd be a great idea for more cops to wear body camera to record their interactions. Well, amen to that. I mean, what police officer doesn't want that anyway? Because it protects them. How many officers get accused of XYZ or they don't have everything? You know, everything's not documented on a camera, certainly, so this would take care of that. There was the cell phone video of the police officer holding Garner in what looked like a chokehold, and he was saying, "I can't breathe," and that's that "I can't breathe," I think, more than anything, is what has upset so many people. By 57% to 22%, the people surveyed in this Pew poll, in this Pew USA Today poll, say that it was the wrong decision, flat out, not bringing charges here against the officer, Daniel Pantaleo. Now, if you wanted to compare it to something, see, it was even different in the grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri. There, in a similar poll, it was 50-37 that the grand jury made the right decision in deciding not to charge Darren Wilson in the death of Michael Brown. Because people want to keep lumping these two together. And we know in that case, you had Wilson shoot Michael Brown and he died. And then the accounts of what happened, we know, because that was released after the grand jury, that there was some recanting of testimony once the forensic evidence showed something different. So the witnesses who said they saw, oh, hands up and this and that, a lot of that was completely recanted. And in this case, it's different with the "I breathe." Here's the, you know, unedited videotape from the friend's cell phone. This is what you see. This is what you get. This is what happened here. And so look at the difference in that. 57% to 22% say the grand jury made the wrong decision in that case, but a different outcome in the Ferguson case. But it certainly shows you the difference in public opinion and the difference, in the two cases. And also, you could cut that in different directions, too. And I think we're not done. We're certainly not done with this. I think we're going to see more protests with the, certainly in the chokehold death, and plus the police in New York doing their own internal investigation, which is exactly what you should do, and they normally do in any of these situations. They're doing that at this point, and let's see what happens once that's released, because we haven't seen the findings yet. We don't know what's going to happen there, and there could be something different. There could be a different outcome than what the grand jury decided not to do, not in charging the officer for the death of Eric Garner. And there's certainly some things in between this mix to be learned from this. There's no question, about that. Coming up on America Tonight, odds and ends. Here we go from these protests like Berkeley. About 1,000 people or so, they shut down 180. It's like two ends of the spectrum at night in the north, in Northern California, shutting down a freeway, and a fire in the south in Los Angeles, shutting down part of the 110. But part of the odds and ends coming up on the flip side, and you can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, from the terror report to the chokehold protests. How about those of you in the northeast? Get ready. Hopefully you carry an umbrella, because you're going to get slammed with rain, or you have your second choice. Which would you prefer? Lots of rain or heavy snow? I always think I'd prefer snow. Certainly if I was a kid and I had a crack at a snow day. You know my answer to that one. Meet me on the flip side.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The finish line of this hour, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I hope the holidays aren't getting you down. Sometimes people find themselves in blue situations during the holidays. I understand when you've lost people or you think about things that happened in the past. Man, I totally get it. But 'tis the season, no matter if you celebrate or not. 'Tis the season to be happy, my friends. They do make it hard, though, coming out of Washington, don't they? Could they ever float us something good once in a while? Hey, throw us a good pass. Throw it in our direction. How about that? The thing that, starting the show and talking about coming out of D.C., the CIA documents, and the one thing that I do know is it's pretty much no interviews with torturers or torture victims. So you're not going to find any of that. It's not like a novel of here's the follow-up to this. There's none of that in it. And there's not really, it's very, it's just here's what it was. So in the 6,000-page report, it's not like a long op-ed. There's no blame game going on in it. From what I understand from my friend, I shall say, at the Pentagon. Because, of course, nobody can keep their trap completely shut, and there's lots of assumed things and lots of conversations, let's say, happening in and around the hallways, perhaps. But I want to know what it is. I think the main thing is that people want to know, was the program effective or ineffective? Because people who think it was outrageous and not right, and this is, we live in America, and this is not our principles, and how could we ever be barbaric and pulled into this no matter what happens in this country, it's really a question of, was it effective or ineffective? Remember that in the beginning, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. What did we get from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? What was done? And then the whole thing about the waterboarding and the, in, you know, those positions, those stress positions, and what came out of that? And how about the damage? Was there damage done to the American image? Was there damage done? And then, to me, the bigger thing is, and I say the bigger thing is because we're going from 9/11 to today, and soldiers and other people in these parts of the world that we're talking about. So will soldiers bear the brunt of this? What kind of outrage is generated when we read in the papers, you know, like the London Times or the Mirror or whatever, sorted details, little pieces that they pull out and put in there and just rally people up against the United States? And is that going to happen? I'm imagining it probably will. I mean, I'm imagining that the pot will be stirred. So we go from that, and there have been a few of you that have sent me some emails, and when we check the mailbag, we'll definitely hit that up. You can always shoot me an email day or night or while we're having the discussion here on the air. Of course, AmericaTonight.net. But odds and ends, jumping from that to the weather, because the weather definitely affects us all, too. And here, if we're looking for the blame, I don't know that there's any blame, except for we can always blame the weather people, can't we? But here we go with the nor'easter again, going to hit the East Coast. And the West, supposedly, is going to get really soaked, which is a good thing for the drought in California. But in the East Coast along I-95, it's like the death quarter. Because I lived off of it in so many other areas, and I know some of you listening to me have been on I-95, you live near I-95, tell the rest of the country what a terrible road that can be. You get just a little bit of snow, and you get trucks jackknifing. It's nasty business. And they're saying Washington to Boston is going to be heavy. You're going to have heavy rain, 2-4 inches in a very short amount of time. And then maybe heavy snow over 6 inches is going to fall in northwest New Jersey and central Pennsylvania, upstate New York. But they're used to that. You're listening to me, upstate New York. You got this down. In Vermont, you guys have this down. In New Hampshire and Maine, absolutely. Because you know you're going to get heavy. You know you're going to get heavy snows. You know you're going to get gusts of wind. And that's what we're looking at. But my favorite thing is when you look at the weather map, and I think pretty much these chyrons or graphics that you see TV-wise, I love it when they show like the pink. They show white, and then they have this lightish kind of pink, and then really heavy, dark, like lavender. That means warning, heavy snow, warning. So in the East Coast, whether it's rain you're getting socked with or whether it's snow, it's going to be, you're going to have to watch your commute for sure later in the week. And then in the West, while the heavy rain is great, they're already predicting by Wednesday that they're going to have mudslides in San Francisco and Central California, it's going to be nasty. I used to live in Central California, and it'd be beautiful when it would rain in Morro Bay or Pismo Beach, but I lived on a hill at one point. It certainly would not have been great to have any kind of a mudslide. And they're saying that if San Francisco gets 4 inches of rain on Thursday into Friday, it's going to be the wettest storm since 1998. I swear, I think weather people live for slices of history like that, don't they? They have to have that kind of weather to talk about. But flash flooding is no joke. Mudslides, no joke. Power outages, not a good time, if that's what you see. And really, in San Francisco, they're talking about that Thursday and Friday. So the East Coast, probably really Wednesday. That means everybody gets ready on Tuesday. And then on the West Coast, it's really more Thursday into Friday, where they're likely going to get hit by that. Brutal. In the meantime, at the satellite facility, we're looking at 50 and 60 degree temperatures. And I know some of you in the Midwest, it's been pretty cold, where you're looking at 20s and sometimes even, single digits. But this is what we know happens this time of year. And we're thick into it because, let's face it, this is December, so this is when, these things happen. And one last thing to leave you with. Do you believe that North Korea says we have nothing to do with the worst hack ever on Sony because they released the picture that it has to do with North Korea? It's called The Interview, and it slams North Korea. It's a funny movie. In fact, I probably want to go see it because it's one of those productions, I think, that Judd Apatow puts on. And an email was sent to Sony Pictures chiefs that says, we did not do this. And then there was another letter that was sent that says, we've got great damage by Sony Pictures. The compensation for it, monetary compensation, we want. Pay the damage or Sony Pictures will be bombarded as a whole. You know us very well. We never wait long. You better behave wisely. So that was one of the emails that was sent. And they identified themselves as God's apostles. And it was found in the malware software that was used to break into Sony's computers and steal the data before erasing thousands of sensitive documents from the company's hard drives. Do you think it had anything to do with the movie The Interview that Seth Rogen stars in, that rips on Kim Jong-un and the ways of North Korea? I think it's pretty easy to link the two, don't you? Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.